Siyacela Nkosi ukuthi ukhulume nathi, ukhulume nathi sonke abantsundu abamhlophe, nabo bonke abakhona, izwi lakho lithinte izinhliziyo zethu.
Lord, we pray that you will speak to us. Speak to us, O Lord, whether we are black or white, whatever we are and whatever background we're from, please speak to us.
Amen.
Amen.
Manje angakufunda ivesi, kodwa ngizokhuluma ngencwadi yezenzo zabapostoli isahluko soqala, esesibili, esesithathu, esesine, ngigcine ngesahluko sesihlanu.
Now, I won't read one specific verse, but I'd like to speak about the Acts of the Apostles from the first to the fifth chapter. I'll just touch on a few verses. I was very troubled. Very much so, because that was when I was still preaching before revival started. Because there were only a few people that attended the services. But whenever there was a soccer match, football match, there were crowds of people.
Uma khona umdanso bagcwala abasha kuye wonke umuntu kodwa la enkonzweni cha.
When there was a dance, then the youth, they streamed there, they were full up there, but none of them came to the services.
Enkonzweni bekufika izalukazi, kufika ingane ezincane.
And in the services you'd find there were elderly women and also small children. The men were there at their beer parties. But in the Bible we read about when the Lord walked this earth, when he spoke to the people, where there were 3,000 men or 5,000 men, the women and children were not even counted. And I said, oh Lord, work once again like in that time. The gospel was looked down upon. It was despised and just pushed aside. The worldly things were important. And then we met here at Mapumulu and we said, let us take the Bible and read through it, see what the Bible says. We started reading the Acts of the Apostles and we said, let's not just be like children that when they eat a cake they only pick out the raisins and the cherries. Let's look at the whole thing. They eat the whole cake, so to say. Take this book and read verse by verse from the first, second, third, right through it and see what the Lord wants to say to us.
Ngevesi lesibili lelesithathu
And God started speaking to us from the very first verse. Every verse spoke to us.
Udokotela Luka wabhalela uTheofuli, uTheofilo. Wathi incwadi yokuqala ngayiloba Theofilo, incwadi kaLuka, ivangeli likaLuka. Usebhale yesibili ke, ethi incwadi yokuqala ngayiloba Theofilo. Nakho konke uJesu aqala ukwenza nokufundisa.
And Dr. Luke here writes, the first account I composed, Theophilus, thereby referring to the first book, the Gospel of Luke, saying, I wrote to you there about all that Jesus began to do and teach. And that word cut to the bone. It was like sharper than any two-edged sword. Do you hear how Dr. Luke here says? He says, I wrote to you about all that Jesus began to do and teach. Do you see, do you note how he says, the doing came first, but we, when we do things, we teach first. We speak so much. But Jesus began by doing it and then teaching.
Tina, I said Zikal. Tina, city, do what I tell you. Don't do what I do. We are born. Pharisee lowo uyakhuluma uyashumayela kodwa akakwenzi.
We are Pharisees, hypocrites. We say one thing but we don't do it.
UJesu wathi hayi baye nina bafarisi wathi kubantu esihlalweni sika Mose kuhlela abafarisi konke abantshelayo kwenu
Jesus said of the Pharisees, they sit in the seat of Moses. He says, they teach you so many things. What they teach you, that you should do, but don't ever do what they do.
He practiced what he preached. Wash kwenza kuqala aqine ngokushumayela. Yezwa abazalwane, khona abafarisi laphakathi kwethu abakhulumayo kodwa benzi.
Jesus had authority because he practiced what he preached. The people were amazed. They said, when he speaks with such authority. But the Pharisees, when they spoke, it had absolutely no power, no authority, because they didn't do what they were speaking. And I related the story of that minister who could preach. He was a preacher like you. When he spoke, you could hear a pin drop. One day he was invited to a faraway place to preach, and they said he should bring his wife along. And he was invited to speak there in a cathedral. As you know, a cathedral has two towers. And that's where he preached.
Bamphelezela, omunye wahamba ngapha, omunye ahamba ngapha, umkhamfundisi phakathi lendawo bamphelezele bamhlalise laphambili ebhentshini.
So when they got there, the service was about to begin. Two of the leading ladies in the church accompanied this minister's wife, one on either side of her, and they set her down right in front of the church. And the minister preached to such an extent that no one even dared to say amen or hallelujah. It was dead quiet. Eventually he closed the service, said amen. And they left the no one ventured to say a word. And then once outside, one of the ladies eventually plucked up the courage and eventually said to this wife of the minister, said, "My, it must be a privilege to be married to such a preacher who can preach like that." And the minister's wife answered and said, "Ah, you mustn't even worry about that. You should see him when he's at home."
Kodwa uma uhluleke ku-influencer, uhluleke ukufaka umngakho umoya, kusho ukuthi uyadlala, uyaganga.
So you can preach that the dust flies, but if you and through your life cannot even impress your own wife, then you're just playing the fool.
Sizani-ke uma inkosikazi ithi awumazi ekhaya, uma usuhleli naye ekudleni, ususekhamelweni, sekuvalwe nasemnyango, hey, awumazi-ke uyisilwane.
Imagine if your wife had to speak like that and say to people, "Oh my, you should just experience him at home." Then he's a totally different person. He's impossible when he's at home, when we're alone.
Uma uhluleka ukuba isithombe esihle kumngako, ukuba kuhloniphe kakhulu kangakanani kusathane amademoni akhe.
If you fail to set a good example and to be a blessing to your wife, how will you, do you think you'll ever make an impression on the devil and his demons?
Ayikhona nakho kusukela phansi ngevesi lokuqala uNkulunkulu wasisebenza.
So you see how
wasebenza, waveza ulaka, wavela ukukasuka, waveza amaqhubu. Abantu saphenduka ngevesi lokuqala.
So you can see how God started speaking to us very personally from the very first verse, and then how he touched on things in our lives like irritability, anger, and all that type of thing. And so we got converted through this very first verse. We realized we mustn't even wait for the heathen to get converted first. We realize that we Christians need to get converted. Our lives need to change. And we must stop talking so much and rather live a Christian life. Because that's the problem with Christians. They talk too much, but they don't live it. Now, I won't be able to touch on every verse, otherwise you people from Orange Farm will have to stay over again. You'll have to sleep another night. And then we got to the place where, to the ascension. Because the Lord stood before them and he was lifted up into heaven.
omkhulu umbishopu omkhulu wabuzwa la eSouth Africa emsakazweni wathi wena uthini ngokwenyuka kukaJesu.
A very famous preacher or bishop and bishop here in South Africa was asked once by the media about the ascension.
Wena uthini ngokwenyuka kukaJesu ezulwini?
They asked him, what do you say about the Lord ascending into heaven?
What, oh friends, you must understand, I am a thinking man. How can a man stand and then he goes up and up and up? Is that possible? Abayahlupha abanye abafundisi noma bengabaphishophu. Abakholwa lokho okushiwo iBhayibheli.
Umfundisi umbishopu wathi hawu ngingumuntu ocabangayo phela mina, kungenzeka kanjani ukuthi umuntu ayimele bese umbone esephakame ephakame aza nyamalala? Hayi, angiyiboni leyo nto.
Umuntu angaphakama yini? Angaphakama, wena ungaphakama, kusho ukuthi ubexhika lokho. Yabona abanye abafundisi bayashumayela, hayi ngoba bebiziwe, bashumayela ngoba beswele umsebenzi, itoko labo umsebenzi bayafola.
So you get certain preachers, they speak and preach about a certain thing, they don't even believe it themselves. You can see that they have not received a calling of the Lord. They are only doing a job, it's their career, and that's the only reason why they are preaching. So they saw the Lord ascending.
Bathandaza kuthiwa bebethandaza abafundi nganhliziyonye kanye nabanye abesifazane uMaria bebekhona bethandaza.
And after his ascension they went back and they went into that upper room and there they met and they prayed together with one heart. And there these men were together and there was also some other woman like Mary present too.
Kwasithinta nalokho ukuthi babethandaza behleli ndawonye nganhliziyonye.
And that also spoke to us when we read about these people who were together in one place of one heart, one soul.
Kwangimangalisa lokho ngoba ngiyawazi amakholwa. Uma ufuna ukungezwana nokungahlukani, yana emakholweni omunye uzothi omunye asho lokhu omunye asho lokhu baphikisana bangazwani.
That amazed me to read about them being of one heart. Because if you ever want disunity, you must just go to the Christians. The one says this, the other says that. Everyone has a different opinion. There is no unity.
Ikho abantu baya kuleli sonto, hlale khona baye kuleli, sukela baye kuleli, bafana nabafana basezweni, besuke kulentombi baya kwenye, basuke kuleyo baya kwenye.
And that's why you find people going from one church to the other, not staying long, and then they move off to the other one. They like these boys in the world who go from one girl to the other.
IBhayibheli lithi bebenhliziyonye, bebezwilinye, bemphefumulo munye.
The Bible says they were of one heart, one soul, and even said the same thing.
I would bahlangane nje bathi brother, brother, sister, sister, bezelana amazinyo kodwa ngale bayahleba baphatha amagama.
And it wasn't just something superficial where they were together and one's calling the other brother and the other one sister and doing as if everything was wonderful, but just behind the corner, around the corner, they would gossip about each other. But they were of one heart. Even of one soul. You know what the soul is? The soul is your thoughts.
Your mind.
Your mind.
Umphefumulo imizwa yakho, i feeling,
and your feelings.
Umphefumulo wakho, taste,
and your taste.
Umphefumulo iwili, intando yakho,
and your will.
kwangehlula lokho ngoba ngosuku lwePentecost. Hayi, ilimi nokukhumusha kwazo bekuyisimanga. Kodwa lokho akuzange kungimpressa kakhulu. Okwangimpressa yilento ukuthi babe mphefumulo munye. Babe nezwi zwilinye. Uya kusibani? Khuluma lelozi. Hayi elinye liphekise elinye. Yana makholweni uyobona ukuphikisana.
And what impressed me most about Pentecost was not the fact that they spoke in different languages that everyone could understand, but what impressed me most was the fact that they were of one soul and they were so united and so one, they even said the same thing. Not that the one did this and the other did another thing, and that there was total confusion.
Ngo Pentecost kuphenduka 3,000. Eduze seku 5,000. Bezwilinye. Ngathi hayi kuyangehlula lokho.
That for me was the greatest miracle. Pentecost 3,000 got converted. Soon after that 5,000. And then yet they were of one soul. That really touched me.
Manje khumbula ukuthi bebe izinkulungwane. Bevele zindaweni zonke zomhlaba.
Remember, these were thousands of people gathered from all different places in the world.
Yebo bebengabajuda.
Yes, they were Jews.
Kodwa beqhamuka bekhuluma izilimi ezahlukeneyo. Khumbulani ngosuku luka Pentecost ukuthi ilimi engakanani.
But remember, they, even though they were Jews, they were from all the different places on earth where they were all, where they had been, where they lived. Now just think of how many different languages that would have been.
Different languages? You just count the languages that are named. Different backgrounds? And yet, the early church was of one heart, one soul, one mind, all desiring the same thing, all different kinds of people, different cultures, different languages. But the cross of Jesus cut so deep that they were of one soul. I want Peter Locke. Rangtinda ukuba abantu abayizinhlobonhlobo bevele ezindaweni ezahlukeneyo bekhuluma izilimi ezahlukeneyo kodwa babe zwilinye babe nemizwa efanayo smanga akuthi hayi phela thina abamhlophe thina abantsundu thina amakhalakhi thina amandiya.
And there was none of this that you say, well, we whites do it this way, or we blacks do it this way, or we coloreds are like this, and we Indians do it differently. Then the Spirit of Lord of the Lord has not worked in your life. Even though you may be known to be a wonderful Christian, but if you still have that type of spirit, then I say your Christianity has not gone deep at all.
Your Christianity has gone skin deep. You think you're a great person. Wonderful. Your Christianity doesn't go deep as your skin.
You still need God to work in your life, because when He has worked in your life, then you will see that happening which we read here in Acts.
Ayibandla lase Jerusalem. Ayibandla lakithi.
And then I realized what a huge difference there was between the church in Jerusalem, the early church, and the church that we were in. And we cried to the Lord, we said, "Oh Lord, please continue and work. That we will become like that church." That we'll stop fighting. That we'll stop fighting each other, stop breaking the other one down and gossiping about each other, but that we'll become really one. And that we'll become even one in speech. That no matter who you go to, you will find everyone saying the same thing because they've received one Spirit, the Holy Spirit. And they gathered daily and were of one heart propagating the gospel. Now I'm just touching very briefly. I don't want to make the service too long because the people from Orange Farm have a long way to travel. One afternoon at 3 o'clock after lunch, Peter and John went to the temple to go and pray there and speak to the Lord. I wonder whether you have times where you speak to the Lord. So at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, Peter and John were climbing the steps up to the temple. When they got to the entrance, there they found this layman. He was begging. And Peter said to him, "Look at us. Silver and gold have we none. But what I do have, I give to you. In the name of Jesus Christ, walk." Took him by the hand, and the man got up. And he jumped up. And he walked around, totally healed. See, this man, there he was, sitting there at the gate. Lame. We don't know how long he had been there. Jesus must have been in and out there many times, but this person was not touched by it. He wasn't healed at that time. But Jesus said, "He who believes in me, what I do, he will do, and even greater things." And Jesus said, "Look at us." Peter said to him, "Look at us." Now, what Peter said there went against my feelings.
Akufanele ukuthi umuntu athi sibuke thina. That's wrong.
And I thought, oh Lord, Peter made a mistake here. He shouldn't have said, look at us.
Look to Jesus. Look to the cross. Look to God. Look to God's word. But don't look at me.
Buka uNkulunkulu. Buka ezulwini. Begging enkosini. Hayi mina.
I said, Lord, how could Peter, who has just been filled with the Holy Spirit, make such a great mistake and tell a person, look at us?
Ilokho esicabangayo thina ukuthi hayi ungabheki thina, bheka inkosi. Ngithi hawu kodwa Nkosi, umuntu osanda ukugcwaliswa ngomoya ongcwele angalenza kanjani iphutha elingaka azathi kumuntu, bheka thina.
And the Lord Jesus says, I'll entrust, I'll give him the keys of heaven. I said, Lord, how can you give keys of heaven to such a man who's not sound theologically? How can he tell people, look at us?
Angathi uNkosi, uye futhi owanikezwa iy'khiye zezulu. Ungamnika kanjani umuntu ongenza iphutha elingaka ngekwe-theology? Ngasho kanjani kumuntu ukuthi sibheke thina?
Hayi, ngathatha ibhayibheli, ngifunde. Hawu, ungatholi ivesi.
And then I took the Bible and I studied it, and then I found a verse.
Ngoba ivesi lichaza elinye ivesi.
Because the one verse throws light on another verse.
Ngifunde lapho ukuthi nina niyincwadi kaNkulunkulu ebhaliwe, hayi ngepeni no-inki, kodwa ngomunwe kaNkulunkulu ngomoya ongcwele.
And then I read that verse which says, your letter, God's letter, written not with ink and with a pen, but by God's own fingers, own hand, and people read you. Do you remember that verse?
You are a letter read by everyone, not with pen or ink, but the finger of God and the Holy Spirit. Few people read the Bible, but everyone reads you.
Bambalo abantu abasafunda iBhayibheli namhlanje. Kodwa wonke umuntu uyakufunda wena.
Uthi akenibheke lo muntu uye enkonzweni, uyashumayela, akenibuki akwenzayo, akenilalele ukuthi uthetha kanjani, akenibona ukuthi uqasuke kanjani.
People say, well, just look at that person. He goes to church, but just look how he speaks. Just listen to him. Just listen how he shouts at people, how unfriendly he is.
Every Christian should be a living Bible. All that is written in the Bible must be written in your life.
Wonke umuntu.
Ask it ni swear as me. Hold your back. Wenn das nicht so ist, dass dein Leben das sagt, was die Bibel sagt, dann halt dein Maul. Du hast dein Maul. Wenn dein Leben nicht übereinstimmt mit dem, was du sagst. Uyabona ngesikhalmani. Kusho ukuthi, hey, uma impilo yakho ingahambisani nezwi lakho, vala umlomo wentsha. Unemawule. Kusho ukuthi, unomlomo wentsha. Unomlomo wey'lwane.
Wonke umuntu okholwayo bekufanele impilo yakhe ifana neBhayibheli eliphilayo. Okubhalwe eBhayibhelini kudinga ukuthi kutholakale empilweni yakhe.
In German it's very nice. All should know German. If you say something and your life isn't in accordance with that, then you've got the mouth of a dog. That's my mouth. Afrikaans is ook beter as Engels. Nina ni incwadi. Umuntu ofunda wena, inkosikazi yakho uma ikufunda ekhaya, ingane yakho uma ikufunda, indoda yakho uma ikufunda, kufanele ukuthi afunde okungcwele kwizwi leNkosi.
Your life is a letter written for every man to read. When your wife reads your life, when your children read your life, or if your husband reads your life, they should be reading a holy letter.
Then people say, why aren't there rivers of living water flowing out of my life? Now you know why. Why don't people get converted? Now you know why.
It's obvious that this lame person saw something special in their faces. When he looked at them, he must have seen that these people aren't just playing the fool with me. There's something about them which I must take seriously what they say. If they say get up, then I must do it. Peter said to him, look at us.
Look at him. Akashongo kuti look esinako tina. Wathi look at inako mina. UPetru benesipho sokuphilisa uJohane.
Peter said, look at us. And then he said, what I have, I give to you. He didn't say what we have. Because now he was referring to the special gift which the Lord had given him, that healing ministry and that gift of healing. John didn't have it. He had it. So that's why he said, look at us, what I have, I give to you.
We don't know of one man who was healed because of John. Peter had that gift, not John. But that doesn't mean that John was inferior to Peter or on a lower standard. What John had is frightening. Frightening. He says, if you want to know who's born again and who isn't born again, then just look where the person still sins. If he sins, he's of the devil. If he's born again, he doesn't sin anymore. There's no anger, no jealousy. Oh, it's good that John is dead. John preached. And it says terrible things. He knew what it means that a person is spiritually healed, not only physically, but spiritually. Oh, Johanna, hey, I want to be an assistant for my seed. If you want to know more, you go to Mutu Zeragabushai, Bugan, you go to Yonai, who my ends is so no go to Satan.
It just couldn't get into John's head. He couldn't understand and grasp it, that a person can be born again, and yet he gossips, he speaks evil about other people, he lives immorally, he steals. He said, no, such a person is not converted. He doesn't know God.
Haige, Safiga endabenika Anania no Safia.
And then we got to the part about Ananias and Sapphira. This was a church that was very much alive. The people there, no one said, well, what is mine. No, they shared everything. Someone was in need, they helped that person. They helped each other in that way. Some of them even sold their farms and their businesses, and they brought the money to the disciples.
And where did they put the money? At the disciples' feet. That's the difference between the early church and us. When we get money, we put it here, close to the heart. They put it at their feet. Where do you put your money? Where's your money? Close to your heart or under your feet? We like our money. Yes. Orange farm. Because I go to orange farm, but where are my orange? Little my orange. Go back my orange. Mbugega kashenga ngaku. Bona babe tati mali, baibege nyawi. Tina tati mali. Sifa ela pagate duze kwenhliziyo. Uma ungenalo khu ikhuphu. Wena sifazana ngisifaka la. Sifuna ukuthi ibe seduze kwenhliziyo. Siyikhonzile lento, siyayithanda lento. Kodwa bona bayibeka enyaweni. Hayi Ananiya no Safira. Bakholwa nabo.
Now Ananias and Sapphira, they also became Christians.
Bathi, hey, we are born. Abantu bayanikela, asinikele nathi.
And then they said, well, everyone else is donating so much, let's also bring a donation.
Manje abantu abanemali bathola ikhundla esontweni. Manje ke ake siye. Bese kubongwa ukuthi Ananiya noSapphira banikele imali engaka. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
As you know, people that bring a big donation, they get a big position in the church, and a big thing is made of it when someone brings a real big donation. But then Ananias suddenly thought again, and he said, but my dear wife, what will happen if things get difficult and we get into financial need? If we give everything and things become difficult, what will we live off?
We don't get younger, we get older. Agastatenje inqe ngisithatha half, sinikele half, omunye half siufihle.
And he said, well, why don't we just give a portion, maybe just half, and keep the other half? And we'll just bring that one half, and it'll seem as if we're bringing everything. No one will know better. And Sapphira agreed. She agreed wholeheartedly. Said, my husband, I agree with you. I think that's a very good idea. So Ananias and Sapphira agreed. And isn't it a wonderful thing when husband and wife agree? And so Ananias went to Peter and said, Peter, we've sold our farm, and here's the money, and put it at his feet. But when Ananias said that to Peter, somehow Peter noticed something is wrong here. Something is not as it should be. The Holy Spirit revealed it to him.
There must be a dead mouse somewhere. I can smell it. He said, where Ananias? Why daisi plazia lako ngale mali?
And then he said, Ananias, did you really sell your farm for this money, this amount?
What yebo.
And Ananias said, yes.
UPhethro wathi Ananiya, ukhambelani amanga kumoya ongcwele. Uvumeleni ukuthi uSathane agcwalise inhliziyo yakho. IBhayibheli lithi gcwalani ngomoya ongcwele, kodwa abanye bagcwaliswa uSathane.
Peter said, but Ananias, why do you lie to the Holy Spirit? Why have you allowed the devil to fill your heart? The Bible says we should be filled with the Lord's Spirit, but there are Christians who allow the devil to fill their hearts.
What Ananias? Lelo plus bekungelakho.
Said Ananias, that farm was yours.
Ubungalidayisa noma ngayiphi imali, noma ulugcine.
It was your property, you could have sold it and kept all the money. Or even kept the farm. And you could have taken the money for the farm and kept the whole lot. It was yours. You could have done with it what you liked. But why then now are you so deceitful about it? Doing as if you're giving everything when actually you're withholding something. Like a person confessing. A person confessing a sin. He confesses half, brings half to light, the rest he hides, he keeps that secret.
What a nanny and gani ubumelu Satana qualisitliziyo yakho.
Said Ananias.
Lo malibingeyakho ubungenza okuthandayo.
Ananias, why have you allowed the devil to fill your heart? That money was your own. You could have done what you liked with it.
Khambela namanga.
Why do you lie?
Lapho uAnaniye kuzwa lokho, wawa phansi wafa.
When Ananias heard these words, he fell down dead. The young men came, they carried him out, and they buried him. After 3 hours, Sapphira arrived. Some people, they claim that the Bible is the white man's book. It's not true. It's not so.
I'm a European.
Have you ever seen a man do something without his wife? Have you ever seen a white man, doing something without his wife? Whatever he does, he'll take his wife along.
A European. We must stay a European. Because Jews are, some are very white as well. Abanye baJuda, bathanda ukuba mhlophe, abanye ba brown. Bamhlophe kakhulu. Fana namasulumane. MaSulumane. Ngoba omunye ungathi umlungu kathi cha, omunye wathi uSheikh. Umlungu. Cha, Sulumane. Nyambozo Sheikh, over necala. I was just explaining to the different colors, like Muslims as well, some things that Sheikh is a white man. I was just explaining that, no, he's not, he's a Muslim. You get white with Muslims as well, but that's just our way of talking. And about 3 hours, Nangu ulokhozo saphila. Oke kahle. Mbethe kahle. Uma efika uzomukelwa kahle. Wasebenikele ngemali eningi.
So after 3 hours, a Sapphira arrived, smartly dressed, expecting now to really be honored for this wonderful donation that they had just made.
Upet. Uthathi folofolo. Alibeke la.
And then Peter, so to say, takes the revolver and holds it straight against her head and immediately confronts her and says, Sapphira, did you really sell the farm for this amount of money?
I said, yes.
I said, yes.
Athini uguba uvumelana nendoda yakho entweni ngasile na.
And Peter said to her, why have you agreed with your husband in this evil thing?
Niyabona besifazane, uNkulunkulu ezulwini akavumi ukuba inkosikazi ihlangane nendoda entweni ewrong.
God in heaven doesn't allow a woman, a wife, to agree with her husband in something that is wrong.
You hear, dear sisters? God doesn't allow one wife in the whole universe to stand by her husband in something that is wrong. You've got no permission. If you do it, you'll go to hell. Upetru wathi, Sapphira, uhlangene uvumelane ukuthi nendoda yakho ubuwazi ukuthi ufihleni. Wena wavumela indoda yakho ukuba ikwenze lokho. Beka izinyawo zalapha abangcwaba umyeni wakho. Sebe semnyango bezolanda wena. Wabo phansi, qhuma ikhanda phansi, wafa. Waqala umngcwabo wesibili.
He said, because you have agreed with him in something that is wrong, behold, the feet of those who carried out your husband are waiting outside to carry you out too. And she also fell down, and then the second funeral started.
They had no catches like those churches where people fall over backwards and they come with a pillow, they catch them. They banged their head very hard on the floor. Luckily they were dead, otherwise it would have been very painful.
That's what the early church was like.
Because of a white lie, they had to die.
And 1966
I said, brothers, sisters, if there would be a church like that today, who of us would like to join the church?
Ngo-1966 ngababuza abazalwane lapho ngathi ukuba lisekhona ibandla elinjengaleli esifunda ngalo namhlanje besingajoin kulelo bandla.
How would we feel about such a thing? If Sapphira would have been your sister and Ananias would be your brother, what would you have said?
Ngathi ukuba uAnania wayengumfowenu, kwawuzothini wena ngale nto eyenzekile? Noma usafile engudadewenu, wena ubuzokwenze njani? Ubuzothini?
Something like that would happen today amongst us. Maybe you'd be the first one to put something into it. The internet. Be careful of these people. There's no love. They've got to do with your cult. That's spiritism. Hayi alikiki
ungamemeza emhlabeni ukuthi hey lelo bandla lisile alinalo uthando lelo bandla liyabulala musana ubuya khona.
Maar dis hoe daai kerk gelyk het.
That's what their church looked like.
No wonder that they shook the earth and the very foundations of hell.
Asimangali-ke ukuthi umhlaba wanyakazeka ngisho nezisekelo zesihogo.
And they prayed, the earth was shaken. But we pray and you pray and the earth shakes you.
Lapho bethandaza bona kwanyakaza umhlaba, kodwa namhlanje masithi siyathandaza umhlaba unyakazisa thina.
Hayike ngikhumbula ngo-1966 akuqedanga intshumayelo, wasukuma omunye wathi, mfundisi, please stop, cela ukuthi ume mfundisi.
I remember there in 1966, when I was speaking like that, that service, suddenly a young person got up and said, "Oh, Mfundisi, please stop." That person had only got converted 3 months before that. This person stopped me in the middle of a sentence and said, "Please, Mfundisi, can I pray?" I wondered what to do. I thought, well, I don't really know this person. What will this person pray? Maybe it will be something that's totally way out. And what will people think of us then? I looked at this person, and I saw the tears flowing down. And I said, "Okay, you can pray." And this person cried to the Lord and said, "Oh Lord, we've heard about the early church in Jerusalem. Oh, couldn't you come down once again and work in our midst that you can make your church to be like that church once again?" It was a short prayer. But when that person prayed, it got warm within, and I thought those two disciples on the way to Emmaus, they must have felt what I felt that night, that day.
But amen. Nami ngati amen. Ngati ngiyayivala inkonzo. Sesingaphuma sihambe.
And the person prayed and said amen. And then when he said amen, I said amen as well. I said, "We can close the service and go home."
Ngaya kumfowethu.
I went to my brother.
Ngathi uyabona mfowethu.
I said to him, "We've had a service now today. And that service was stopped by a prayer. Not by rioters."
Angus? 70. Hi, Begunga pambili, amarayot. Nsakumbula.
I think many years ago there were also riots in Vereeniging.
Wangathi begunga pambaloko. Hi. Ngathi uinkonzo ayichithwanga yo amarayithes.
But I said,
"Kodwa umthandazo, ngathi kodwa lo mthandazo uma ubuqhuthwa umoya ongcwele iyofika i-revival nakanjani ukuzokwehla uNkulunkulu ezulwini ukube ibandla lanamhlanje lifane nalelo bandla."
And I said that service was stopped today not by riots or rioters, but by a prayer. And I said, "If that prayer is of the Lord and of the Holy Spirit, I believe with all my heart that God is going to start working in revival power once again in our
midst." 2 weeks. Kwehla uNkulunkulu ezulwini, umoya ongcwele wehla wasebenza.
And it wasn't 2 weeks after that God came down in His Holy Spirit and He started working.
uNkulunkulu wasebenza imanga.
He worked in a wondrous way. Some of the things the Lord did, I haven't spoken about this day because people will not be able to understand it or accept it. But I realized when God started working, I said, "It's still the same God."
Because I don't want to throw the pearls before the swine. Angifuni ukuthi ngithathe amaphepha parela ngiwaphose engulubeni. naseyizindlini.
Kodwa wasebenza uNkulunkulu. Ngiyabona ukuthi irevival salithola kanjani? Salithola kanjani?
Do you see how we received revival?
Ngiyabona istandardo esayishumayeza.
Do you see? You see
the standard.
You see the standard the Lord sets. That's what the Lord expects. That's what He wants. And if you may be in the congregation, but if that's not what your life is like, you need to repent, and that your life becomes like what we read in the Bible.
Orange Farm.
Do you understand?
But yes,
Wanan. Do you all understand?
Nani, yes, Wanan. Do you understand as well? Euro. Not Euro. You, that row there. And those other side.
That's what this congregation has got to be like. If you don't want it, go home.
And may I never see you again.
Unless you are prepared
to live that life.
Ilokho uNkulunkulu akudinga ayakufunayo ukuthi noma ungakufuni wena, noma uhamba ungaphinda ubuye, ngaphandle uma ufuna le mpilo.
Asithoba makhanda.
Let us bow our heads.
Nkosi Jesu. Sizwile izwi lakho.
Lord Jesus, we've heard your word.
Ngiyacela Nkosi ukuba ligcile lingene lijule.
May it go down very deep.
Lifane nensimbi eshisayo. Njenga abanini bamaplaza uma befaka uphawu enkomeni zabo, bashisa uboya kuze kungene esikhunjeni kubonakala ukuthi le nkomo ekabani.
May it be like a red hot iron that burns its mark into our hearts, like a branding iron that is used to brand cattle.
Amen.
Amen.